Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
How are you?
Good. How's everybody doing today?
Oh. Hey now. Some people might be doing better than me. Maybe I should let them talk. Go ahead, Tony. Your day probably went a lot different than mine. I'm so tired over here. I'm packing, moving, writing, back and forth. I am wore out.
Wow. Well, hello to you ladies. How are y'all? I can hear it in your voice, Nene. You've been having one of those
kind of
days.
Yes, I'm trying to keep myself as up as I possibly can. Maybe some of these juniors that's coming on here can pass out some of their energy because I am man down. They got me.
You know, youthful energy is really contagious, so hopefully they'll pass it through to the airwaves and you can pick some up.
Yes. Yes, but tonight is our special edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We have our youth that are in the industry coming on here this evening to tell us about how they are writing these books and, you know, keeping up with schoolwork. And we're going to talk about peer pressure and different things like that. You know, things get different with your friends when you step out and you start doing things. You know, you have friends one minute you can play, next minute you got to go write and keep up with or an instrument or sports or, you know what I'm saying, anything that you deem important. So we're definitely going to get into those things with the youth and how they're able to overcome, you know, those obstacles and still put out their little works of art. I might have a surprise for you. I might have my princess on here this evening. She might come on for a minute and talk about her business, her jewelry that she does. So it's a youth night. So definitely, if you're on the line and you have some youth and they have a business or something that they're doing, please call in so they can shout that out this evening while we have our juniors in the clubhouse. So I'm excited. It's good to see the youth engaging in literature and not, you know, just reading, but also writing. And some of these youth that are coming on tonight are also publishing. And I think that it builds a bond, like, you know, working with your family, you know, you have, you know, the mother and fathers working with the children. You know, you have a different relationship versus I'm over here, you're over here doing your own thing. I'm excited to hear about, you know, the parents aspect as well. Ms. Tony?
That's true. It must be a youth night because my baby girl, you know, she started her first year of college, and today she actually has to write an autobiography on herself. So that was interesting. And she was like, Mommy, I'm only 17. How much of an autobiography can I have?
Yeah, what did I do? She said, I woke up and I went to school and I've been doing that for 17 years.
I know, right? So I said, you know, this actually is a time when you could just sit back and think back on all the years that you do remember, you know. So I gave her like a little outline of what she's been doing, and she just took it from there. So she has like 3 pages of it written out. So I'm just going to go over it after the show and see what she's come up with as an autobiography.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you sit there and you'd be like, I didn't really do much. But, you know, children sometimes don't think that they realize the selfless acts that they do and, you know, different things that they do with helping out others. I don't think they really realize it because it's natural to their heart, you know, to just do certain things. You know, so they're not thinking about it the way grown-ups are. Like, grown-ups are thinking, I'm doing this because I want her to do this for me later. Yeah, I'll take her to work today, but next week, I'm going to need her to do X, Y, and Z. So, you know, sometimes our good deeds are selfish. So, yeah, it's, you know, with the children, it's totally different. Like, they're just doing what they do, you know, in the goodness of their heart most times. So that's a good thing. So I can't wait to see what it's about. Maybe you'll share it with us, Miss Tony, when she figures out all she has accomplished in her 17 years.
I absolutely will. I just told her, write down your passions, write down the things that you enjoy doing, like singing and spending time. First and foremost, she put down her family is the most important thing to her next to God. So that was a good thing, good way to start it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, go ahead, Miss Tony, kick the show off. We're going to go right on into it. Go ahead and pay those bills, and then we'll segue into a little bit more of this conversation and get ready. Our youth will start coming into the clubhouse around 7:15. We're waiting for them to arrive, and then we'll keep it moving, moving, moving. Go ahead, Miss Tony, do your thing.
Absolutely, boss lady. Well, once again, we'd like to welcome you all to our Wednesday night edition on celebrating and improving the lives of our youth. This is going to be such a great show, close all of our hearts. So I hope you guys weigh in and tune in and share your youth stories with us. Writing Royalty is Radio is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. Now, in addition to our youth, we have some established pens on our panel this evening. One of my co-hosts, Ms. Nene Capri, she has some awesome reads out there that I'd like you to head on over to pick up. She has her latest Dreamweaver, and she has all her readers in a weave just dreaming how she came up with this five-star banger. You know, and if you haven't seen the trailer with our one and only Leisha put together, you're missing out. She put her foot in it, if I must say so myself. Just looking at that trailer makes me want to head over to iTunes and search and see if it's a movie.
I'm telling you, I was having a bad day when she made it, and I saw it, and it made me emotional. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I was like, I needed this thing. I'd be watching it, and my daughter's like, Ma, are you watching that again? I'd be like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I had the same effect it had on me the first time I saw it. Yes, yes, watching it
yes.
again.
Yes. Girl, Leisha, I got to tell you, once again, you did it. I love that. And also, you got to check out the last Dawn she did of Mr. Debo. My girl has got some skills over there.
Yeah, she is definitely
thank you.
Putting in her promotional work. She is done playing around, as Aaron would say.
Yes, she is. I haven't heard him on the line, but I'm going to get back to paying these bills.
Tag on Green Room. That freaking Green Room. We get them every time. It's not ladies' night down here tonight, so it's no telling. Aaron might never come in here. I don't know what Aaron's doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll put some blocks on that door.
I keep telling the kids going to be in here in the clubhouse tonight, but I don't know.
That'll get them out, Nene. Now, in addition to Dreamweaver, Nene also has the P-Trap series 1, 2, and 3, and she is presently penning part 4. That's one of the reasons why my girl is tired, because she got so many people in her head trying to get out. We'll take her tiredness. I'll put it on my shoulders because I'm just anxiously waiting for part 4. I'm just going to put that out there.
I hear you.
You hear me?
In addition to that series,
she has the Trust No B series 1, 2, and 3, and she actually co-wrote that with the one and only Cash Street Lit author. So get your one click on, and actually they're penning a prequel to that Isaac story. So you got to get caught up with the Trust No B series to pick a team, but when the prequel comes out, you'll be ready to go. Now, under the G Street Chronicles powerhouse, she has Tainted, Lies, Fear, and Death. And that's another one she's penning part 2. So there's a lot of things we got on the burner from Ms. Capri. She also may have a little surprise for us. You know, we just keep our fingers crossed.
You never know. You know I like to get my Beyonce on, so anything can happen.
And whatever it comes, we'll graciously accept it. Now, my co-host, Mr. Bebo, He is no slouch with his pen. He has some bangers out there, The Last Dawn, as I previously mentioned. In my book, that's a 5-star. I have to go on to Amazon and leave my review. That one, you know, left us wondering who is who on those pages, and there's a message in between each one of those lines. So you got to read it and figure it out on your own. Now, in addition to The Last Dawn, he has The Rat Hunters, Change for a Dollar, Until My Caster Drops. Now, he also has a book under the powerhouse of G Street Chronicles called I Used to Love Her. And he is busy penning part 2 to that. Now, that's just a hip-hop classic that you may want to pick up and put into your library. Now, to keep on top of all things Writing Royalty, head on over to writingroyaltyradio.blogspot.com. And if you hit up our Facebook page, you can sign up for our newsletter. So those are just some of the ways that you can stay in touch with Writing Royalty Radio.
Definitely. And also, Ms. Leisha, again, because she's over there working like nobody's business, has got it up and running. Well, you can go to writingroyaltyradio.com and get everything that's going on Writing Royalty. The shows are on there. The links are on there. Past shows that we've already done that were really, really hot, they're all on there. You can access that from your cell phone. So if you have a smartphone, she has made the app where it is compatible on the laptops or desktops as well as your smartphone. If you're at your desk, if you're riding to work and you want to catch up with the show that we've had the previous evening, just go to writingroyaltyradio.com, and there are shows on there that you can listen to. It'll bring you right over here to the Blog Talk site, and you can go through the menus and see what you want to listen to. So definitely, Writing Royalty is up in the stances for what's going on over here. You can get us on your regular computer. You can get us on your smartphone if you missed the show. And it's just popping. Go ahead, Ms. Tony. I just cut into your commercial break. Pardon me.
I need to take a breather anyway. We got so much going on here, so many good things. Now, we recently had Sleepy on Ryan Ross Radio. She actually has the Authors Only Contest running. So if you head over to her Facebook page, you'll see all the rules and regulations. You know, she has a 2-day contest, and it actually ends on Friday. So we'd like all our authors to head on over to Sweet Pea's Facebook page, look at all her requirements for the contest, and sign up for it. Looks like a great thing. I may want to be an author for the day just to sign up.
Yes.
Absolutely. They're getting wonderful things. They're getting like 200 social media blasts, scheduled radio shows, 2 Amazon reviews, group intro ads, a hosted discussion, meet and greet. So she got some things going on for authors over there. And the only thing that they have to do is download a copy of her book, Love Don't Love Nobody, then gift one to a friend and forward the flyer to 5 authors you haven't spoke to in a while. So pretty easy just to hit the jackpot and put your name in the contest. It's a 2-day contest, authors. So if you're out there, make sure you head over to her page.
Yes. And Lisa, I'm actually wonderful. Reading her book. And it's really good.
She had me at that prologue.
I know, right? So that's a good thing.
Now, also, we got Trapper Alerts, everybody. Trapper Alerts, if you are in the Georgia area, Nene and Aaron Bebo will be at Nubian Bookstore, which is 1540 South Lake Parkway, and that's in Morrow, Georgia, and that's September the 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. Also, there is a meet and greet, which is hosted by Sisters of Essence, the club in Fort Worth, Texas. Nene Capri will be in Fort Worth, Texas, October the 4th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and that will be at Como Community Center in Fort Worth, Texas. So make sure you guys come out and meet and greet with the Nene Capri. And if you need more information, we have everything posted on Facebook on our Writing Royalty promotion Facebook like page, as well as you can go to writingroyaltypromotions.com. I have it on that page as well. And it's also posted on Facebook and on Nene Capri's author page. We got an awesome, awesome, awesome show for you tonight. We also have our newsletters going out. If you would like to receive a Writing Royalty radio newsletter, just send your name and your email request to writingroyalty@gmail.com to get on that list, as well as the Writing Royalty Promotions newsletter, which highlights what's going on in the literary world as far as books that are coming out and events that are happening. That is, you will go to writingroyaltypromotions@gmail.com and put your request in for that newsletter, and we will add you to the email list to receive those blasts when they go out. Also, Sisters on Lit has a book fair that will be happening next year, May 2nd in 2015. So if you would like to be a vendor or information, make sure you hit up Papaya, and she'll be glad to get you that information and let you find out how to, if you would like to be a vendor, if you're able to do that. I don't know if they have tables or anything still available. So you'll want to get with Papaya if you want to have some additional questions that will be in D.C. So if you're in the D.C. area, make sure you go out and check out the Sisters on Lit Book Fair, May 2nd in 2015. Now tonight we have three wonderful authors. We have two authors, and one is like an inspirational speaker, but they're all children. We have Miss Kiasi. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She is actually a 12-year-old author, illustrator, and I believe publisher. I want to say she has about 11 books out. They're all on Amazon, so if you have children, make sure you get out there and one-click the books. She also has her books in English and Spanish. I said, well, all right.
That's excellent.
Wow. Yes.
Of us are trying to get our books in Spanish. I'm going to have to talk to her, too. What she do? To get her phone
number. Find out what she's doing.
Yeah, where she lives.
Yes. She is an enthusiastic, motivational speaker as well. She's children and adults. Many of the presentations conducted by Ms. Kiasi pertain to different forms of bullying, children, child literacy, obesity. At the age of 9, she won the Calaberry Writing Award at Cumberland Elementary School for her first book, The Best Camping Trip Ever. Since then, she has written several more books. She is a mentor. She's a 4.0 student. She's an example of excellence. She's a participant of Tim Horton's Leadership Camp. She's an athlete and just an all-around role model in her community. And we also have the cutest, Amira. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Johnson, she is 6 years old, and she has a YouTube show. And she actually wants to be a talk show host. But she loves to talk and make people laugh.
Yeah, my job. Just let me bring her right over here to Boss Lady, because you know I'm wore out. Just bring her right on over here, and I'm going to sit her right in this chair, put a fedora on her little head. And we're going to let her go. Aaron, is that all right with you, Aaron? If I step down, Aaron, and bring the six-year-old in, would that be okay? No? That's not going to work? It's not going to work for you, Aaron? What is Aaron doing? He's in the studio, and what is he just standing in his room? Like, look. Aaron, honestly, tap your mic. Who? Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Are you with us?
I'm not going to talk to Aaron right now because his mic is, he's just in his chair spinning around acting like he doesn't hear us.
No,
I think he was happy about me saying that I might leave and replace myself with the six-year-old. I don't know.
With your six-year-old.
He'll get
over it.
No.
Hey, Pete, you want to join us?
He went back down the hall. He's fired.
Hello.
We also have
Nufala
Fredrickson. and her son, I hope I'm pronouncing his name, Aggie, Boddington. I want to hope I'm pronouncing his last name correct as well. And she wrote a book, Me and the Kid, Conversations Between Me and the Kid. And it's a cute book. I actually bought the book, but it she's recorded just all the conversations she's ever had with him, and she put them in the form of a book. And
wow.
Yes. And it's a cute book. It's very cute. And it's one of those, you know, how kids just say the darndest things.
Yes, they do. They do say the darndest things. I wish I would have recorded more of my daughter talking. Because she talked for so many years before she was supposed to.
Yeah.
I missed a lot of stuff because she just was talking. I can remember being three, and we're at my uncle's house, and his girlfriend was having problems at work, and she kept talking about it. So my daughter just kept listening to it the whole week. Like, every time she come up from work, she was like, oh, those people just get on my nerves and da-da-da-da. And then my daughter, we was getting ready to leave. We packed the car up. And here she, her little three-year-old self. She said, can I tell you something before I go? So the lady was like, yeah, sure, please. She said, let me tell you something. Everybody ain't always going to like you, and they ain't always going to be your friend. But she said, just be yourself. And then the lady looked at her. She was like, oh, she gave her a hug. She said, okay, I'll see you the next time. And we got down here. And she said that just made such an impression on her because she was like, I never expected to come out of a three-year-old's mouth. And I was like, to me it was normal because it's the type of conversations that we have all the time. But she used to pass out the best advice to grown-ups. And they used to be like, where did this little kid come from? But you got to cherish those days. You really, really do. Yes. They go so fast. Bebo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh, hey, B.
We missed you so much.
What's
going on? I mean, we got the kids in here today. They're waiting for Uncle Bebo to be in his seat and ask them great questions, you know, because they're so smart, and they're going to be waiting to hear what you have to say about what they do.
And passing out dollar bills, because, you know, that's what uncles do.
Aaron's the rich one.
Pass out the dollar bill.
Aaron's the rich one. He's the one with all the money. I'm going to get my dollar, too. So when they get online, I'll be right behind them.
Me, too.
Did you cook and eat, Bebo? What happened? Been writing?
No, I've been sleeping. It's just too much right.
Oh, my God. You had to take a nap. You wrote yourself into a nap, huh?
Yeah.
That happened to me the other day. I woke up like, how long did I sleep? It was only like 10 minutes. But I swore it felt like 3 hours. I was like, that 10 minutes was everything. Boy, I wish somebody would come along every so often. You remember when they used to be like, lay down, it's nap time. Oh, I wish I had somebody walking through the house doing that every day around 1. Like, you know, just like kids, like, lay down, Nene, it's nap time. Boy, I would run.
I
got to
tell you twice, right?
No, you have to tell me at all. I'll be gone. As soon as I see the little lady coming, I get my cot and blanket and lay down. But, you know, those days are long. So we have the youth coming into the clubhouse this evening. Have they arrived yet, Leisha?
Yes, Myra is. And I'm telling you guys, you've got to go on YouTube and check out this show. It's called Amira's Opinion. She talks about everything. She talks about people shouldn't twerk. She talks about paying your bills. She talks about bullying. She is talking it up, and she is the cutest because she has her little set made up. She has a little cute little dress on with her little shoes and her feet, and she goes in. Like, let me tell you about you twerkers.
She's a six-year-old.
She even talks about the Michael Brown shooting. So she doesn't miss a beat. She talks about when you put weave in your hair. She talks about everything, whatever she has an opinion on. Mom is right there making it happen.
All right,
I
got the one where she says you have to listen to your parents.
That's good. I can't wait to hear her live and in rare form. Bring her in, Leisha.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, she sounds so sweet. Hello, little princess. How are you?
Good.
All right.
How are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you. I'm Miss Nene, and welcome to my clubhouse. This is where we hang out and talk about books, and I heard you like to talk about a lot of great things. So please tell us about your book. Did you say absolutely? She is so sweet. I'm going to take her home. Tell us about your book, princess.
Her show. Her show.
Her show. I'm sorry, your show. She's talking about a show. Okay, tell us about your show.
I really like it. It's making lots of people happy, and I just want to do it until I die.
Oh, she is so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Y'all can't bring kids over here to the clubhouse. Y'all don't know how to act. Well, what are some of the topics that you talk about on your show?
Lots of good stuff to help people in life. So they won't go through pain and all that stuff.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about school? You like going to school? How does school work with you? Do you share that information with your teachers and your students?
Huh? I like school very good. It's teaching me stuff. It's very teaching me how to act right and be responsible and smart.
Oh, that's so sweet. Aaron, do you have anything for this princess?
Yes. I want to know, why do you think that twerking is bad?
Because it's not ladylike.
All right.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, you said it.
That's coming from a six-year-old lady.
Yes, it's not ladylike.
I don't see any more twerking.
I don't either. Miss Tony, do you have anything for the princess?
Hi, Amara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am blessed, and I am excited to talk to you. You know, I've been watching your show on YouTube, and I got to say I'm quite impressed. Now, I have a quick question. How do you come up with your topics? Do you think them up all on your own?
Mm-hmm. And I like to make them because it makes other people happy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to making people happy, you also give them a lot to think about. And this is coming from a six-year-old. You know, and I'm a big 6-year-old, and you speak in knowledge that a lot of people need to hear.
Yes.
Absolutely. I heard that you were talking about weave on there. Now, Ms. Nene be getting some wigs and stuff sometimes. Should I not be doing that?
You could wear weave and marking. That's not bad.
Oh, okay. So I don't need to take back my hair collection. As long as it's not bad, I should be good.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure I shop very well when I get my hair pieces. I'm not going to let them be bad. You hear that, Alicia? Make sure that I do a good job because I don't want to disappoint
yes,
her.
Yes, because she said no cheap weaves. We should not wear them.
Okay. All right. I'm going to definitely stay clear of the cheap weave. I'm not going to do that. Go ahead, Ms. Leisha. Give her a question, please. She's so sweet. Leisha? Did Leisha step off into the green room?
Well,
cause she's
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Now, Myra, you did you do controversial topics. You talk about God and you talk about some of the things that's going on just in the world. And you did something on Michael Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose that topic and just some of your views on what happened?
Because it's important, and I don't think pop could shoot kids for no reason because it's just not good.
Okay.
And This not good. This not.
Okay. Okay. That's right. You're absolutely right. You have to be careful. How do you feel about bullying, Amira? How do you feel about that when people get bullied? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel sad because if you don't want to be treated like you're treating them, don't treat how you'll be treating them.
That is the truth. I'm telling you, from the mouths of babes, that is right. You should always treat people how you want to be treated. Go ahead, Aaron.
So what's your next big show topic?
What did they say?
What's going to be your next show topic?
We are talking about picking up toys.
Cleaning up toys.
Cleaning up toys. Okay.
Okay. Yes. You need that. That's important. Cleaning up is good. Did you say picking up toys?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yes. I had a song for that when my daughter was small. Clean up. Everybody do your share. That was my song. So we sung that the whole time we were cleaning up. So, yes, cleaning up is important.
Yes, ma'am.
Just sing the clean up song on the radio. See how they got. They done took Nene back. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
That's safety. That goes into the safety. You don't want to be leaving toys around someone fall and get hurt.
Yes.
And just cleanliness is good.
Sometimes somebody could hurt themselves.
Now, is
you
mom
have any...
available? Oh, go ahead.
Wait, I want to ask her, does she have any special words for our listeners? Because we have a lot of listeners on here tonight. Could you give them a special, special word, Amira?
People out there, they need to clean up before they leave the house because no one wants to come in with a dirty house.
That's true.
That is so, so true. And you are so, so sweet. And we thank you for sharing that with our readers and our listeners because they're on the line and they're listening to your advice. So if you're listening, do not leave that house without it being cleaned up because Amira is going to talk about you on YouTube. So you definitely don't want that in your life. don't have my six-year-old friend have to speak to you about cleaning up. So clean up those houses, ladies and gentlemen, before you leave. And thank you, Miss Amira. You are so sweet. Can we talk to your mom?
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Princess.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, she is so sweet.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good evening.
I'm well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're over here enjoying your princess. Thank you for sharing her with us. Thank you for letting her come on the show. She's very, very intelligent, and I have to commend you on the way you're mothering her. She's definitely ahead of her time and ahead of the game. You're giving her some really, really good tools as she's coming up. So we thank you for that. We commend you for the way that you're mothering. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
She's sweet. So how did you get her started with doing the YouTube videos?
The idea for the show came when she was about 3 years old. She's always been very opinionated. And I can't remember, it was a family member my brother came up with the name, Amira's Opinions. And so ever since she was three, she's like, Mom, I want to do my show. And I would never let her do it because I always thought she was still too young. So when she turned six is when I finally let her start doing her show.
Wow. Right. It seems like she's having a great impact. Aaron?
Now, were you impressed when you first started letting her do the show? Were you impressed by the things that she was saying and the things that she was projecting out to other people and what she wanted them to see and hear?
I was, because sometimes when we record the show, I really just never know what she's going to say, and sometimes I have to stop because she'll say something that just catches me off guard and I start laughing. So, yeah, she still awes me a lot. And I know one day we were walking to my college and it was this thing on the side of the building and she said, Mom, is that ancient Egypt? I said, what do you know about some ancient Egypt? She said, well, they have tombs and King Tut and pyramids. I'm like, where do you learn this stuff at?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yes, it is. Now, do you find yourself sometimes now more than before, like wishing that you did always have the camera on when you miss moments where she does say something, like, and you're like, oh my God, like that would have been it right there.
Yes, that's something like they do every day because she has a smaller brother. And when they start talking and having conversations, I'm like, I just need a camera on every corner of the house so I can just catch everything you guys are saying because it's hilarious.
Wow. Absolutely.
That's good.
Now I have
Go
a
ahead,
question.
Lisa.
That the pay your bills segment, she felt some kind of way about that. She really did, and she had the look on her face. She had that finger going. She felt some kind of way about that topic. Can you tell us just a little bit, like, when she developed her topics, is it something that you guys kind of discussed together first? Or she says, well, Mom, I think I want to talk about this, and then you kind of guide her through it, or how does that work when you decide, like, what she's going to talk about?
It kind of goes two ways. Sometimes I come up with the topics and sometimes she does. A majority of the time she does come up with her own topics. And then the way we do it, she comes up with a topic. I'll ask her what she thinks about it. If I feel like she can talk enough about it and she really understands what she's talking about, then we'll do the video. Or if I come up with the topic, I'll ask her ahead of time to see if she understands what I'm asking her to make sure she can do the video on it. So, yeah, either I'll come up with them or she'll come up with them. She'll, like, maybe she went to school and something happened at school and she'll say, Mom, I want to make an opinion about this. Or she may be watching TV or seeing someone doing something or saying something and she'll say, you know, hey, Mom, can we do this? So kind of just goes both ways.
Okay. And that's awesome. Are you going to just let her do it until she doesn't feel anymore? Because she says she's going to do this until she dies.
Yeah, and I actually just got laughing.
That just took
that.
Me. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I had to mute my phone for a minute because I've never heard her say, I want to do this till I die. And it kind of caught me off guard. But I'm going to let her do it until she, you know, she doesn't want to do it anymore. Right now, she's had such a massive response to her videos. I didn't even think it was going to go half as far as it has been. I mean, the second week we were doing her videos is when the producers at Steve Harvey called me in. Then she's been in magazines and, you know, just so much stuff. I'm like, wow, you are just taking off. So
that's powerful. That's awesome. And we thank you.
I see a Disney show in her future.
Yes.
She's always wanted
her
future.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You're doing a good job, and she's definitely representing you very, very well. So you have our support. If she has something else she wants to come on here and talk about, please do not hesitate. We would love, love, love to have her.
Okay,
yes,
I won't.
It's very good that this is going on for her right now so early because that's what's been missing, too, because there hasn't been any child stars in forever.
Yes.
Like, there hasn't been a child star, like a real serious child star, probably since, like, I can't even remember. I don't even want to say Webster.
Wow.
Gary Coleman, but yeah, honestly, I'm saying, like, where you see them, like, you actually see them grow up and bud from the beginning on up to adulthood. Like, there hasn't been a child star in a long time, and a lot of that element, when you take small elements away, it disturbs the whole universe of everything. That's why you see, like, people are having trouble creating and things. They're not letting the new in. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you keep seeing all these remakes of these old movies. And also, there's no new ideas.
Right.
Because it's nothing refreshing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we need that.
Yes, and she is definitely refreshing. We enjoyed her thoroughly. She's very intelligent, and we really thank you for allowing her to share her gifts with the world. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Give her our love and tell her we will be looking for her on YouTube.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good evening.
Wow. That little mama was so powerful. You just got finished listening to little Amira. She is so sweet. She shared with us. We're going to share her video links on our pages so that you guys will be able to catch up with her wonderful YouTube conversations that she has. And I think I need some of that advice. She told me that I can wear my weaves as long as they ain't bad. So, you know, I got to be on the lookout for not bad weaves because I don't want no problems. So definitely loved having her in the clubhouse. If you already missed our princess, please listen back to the archives so you can catch that wonderful six-year-old sensation. She is definitely going places. Catch those archives and hear our conversation with her. We have another phenomenal author coming in to the clubhouse, another one of our juniors. Leisha, go ahead on and tell us who we have next.
Yes, we have Nufala Fredrickson and her son. They are up next. She actually wrote a book, Conversations Between Me and the Kids. So let's bring her on.
This is Asia talking, and you're listening to the premiere of Great Mommy.
Okay, calm down.
How are you?
Hi, Nafala. How you doing? This is Nene.
Good. How are you?
I'm great, great, great. Good to have you here on our show. I know we had a chance to be on your show, and that was a phenomenal experience. And we're definitely happy to have you out here on this note with your little prince and the book you have written. Please share that with us.
Aja, what's the name of our book?
Between Me and the Kid.
Conversations
Between Me and the Kid. And also you can look on that online. Go to .com.
Oh, yes, you can purchase it on Amazon.com.
Okay, he said go over. He sent them straight to Amazon. He is done playing around. Did you hear that, Aaron? He said the name of the book and go right over to Amazon. So y'all hear that? If y'all are one clicking, get over there and get that book because he's not playing with y'all this evening. Get over there to Amazon.com right now.
Conversations Between Me and the Kid.
Yes.
We try and teach him right.
Sweetheart, go ahead. Please tell us the concept behind the book and how everything is going.
Well, the concept behind the book is Aja has always been a very animated child and has lots of funny things to say. So I would post them on Facebook, and people would say, oh, you really need to write a book. And I was like, well, I don't know that he's any funnier than any other child. You know, any adult who has a child will tell you that their kids say the darndest things. And then I realized it really wasn't about him being funnier than anyone else. It was about parents being able to share laughs about the things that their children say. So I just kept like a diary of everything that he would say, and 2.5 years later I put it together in book form.
Wow. That's awesome. How many years have you been collecting?
This book came out, I collected for 2.5 years for this one, and I've already started material for the second one.
Okay. And how old is he?
Right now, how old are you?
Six.
He's six.
Another 6-year-old.
That's great. So you've just been writing everything down, keeping the track of it, and now you're able to put it into a book. That is powerful because half the time, you know, a lot of parents don't even listen to their children, you know, and they're shooing them away and they're trying to get their attention and they're saying things and they're missing so many wonderful, wonderful pieces of their child's spirit by not actually listening and paying attention. So I commend you for taking the patience to jot down those memories because he's going to really appreciate those when he gets older.
He is. He's very happy to tell people that he wrote a book. So I made sure that it's not written by me. It's written by both of us. So when he goes to school, he tells his teachers that he wrote a book. When we do autograph signings, you know, he tells people, I'm the author of the book. And, you know, when you Google his name, it shows up that he's an author at 5 years old.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful. Go ahead, Aaron. That's awesome.
I just, you know, my thing is just furthering the last point I was making about, just children being pushed to the forefront. Like, with this, once again, like, with this more so what I see, too, like how you were saying, you were like, I don't know that he's any more funnier than any other kids. The thing is, like, a lot of times, we don't know how closely other parents are monitoring their kids either. You know, so things like this are important because in order for a parent to, you know, co-author a book with their child on their thoughts and the things that they say, they have to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings it back to that aspect of family and just watching those kids.
Yeah, having real conversations and sharing the information. Absolutely.
Oh, trust me, not all of our conversations were by choice. There are definitely times that I wish I could just be like, okay, let's just stop talking now. But my job requires a lot of travel. And before he went to kindergarten and I had the ability to take him out of school, I would take him out of school and take him on the road with me. So that's sometimes 4 hours in the car of us just talking to each other. You know, overnight in the hotel, it's me and him, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on flights, waiting for flights, it's just me and him. So we talk so much. And his vocabulary and just the way that he speaks is so advanced. Because we speak so much, and with him being on the road, he's in lots of dinner meetings with other adults. So he can hold his own in conversation, and I think that's part of the reason why it was so funny, because it's like, here it is, this little five-year-old having grown adult conversations.
And you said the key thing. You said that exposure. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of parents will travel, and they'll say, well, let me get a sitter. Or, you know, they're experiencing everything, but they forget that the brain that's really open and waiting to receive all that is the children. You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of parents that come in, they're going, they're working, they're not sharing and having conversations with children and exposing them to things because that alone opens their minds immensely. Was that you, Alicia?
Yes. I just had a question. I didn't know if you wanted to tell everybody where you worked at, but that was one of my questions. How does that work when he's with you and you have a client with you or you're with somebody and then he starts talking? How are they reacting to that? Are they like, did he come with you? Because, you know, I need to bring him with me to the next meeting.
Well, my general rule of thumb is I work for a record label, and I work in the urban department. So when I have an artist, I don't take him with me, or I do have someone stay with him at the hotel for his benefit. I mean, I don't know if you guys have listened to urban music lately, but that's certainly not anything that I want my child repeating. So when I have artists in town, he doesn't come with me. If it's just a regular radio visit where I'm just going to visit my programmers and, you know, have light dinner meetings, then he totally comes with. He's in the station. He's wherever we need to go. But as far as shows, I try and keep him away from those. So, no, I don't. I think the only person, he had a conversation with Wale in the hotel lobby in passing, and I put that in the book. And when Wale read the book, he thought it was absolutely hilarious. So I do try and keep Ajar away from most people, but occasionally he might get an elevator run-in.
He'd be done signed the deal before you. He'd be like, excuse me, Mom, but I've already closed this one. I'm already on this. I don't know what you came in here for, but we've already talked.
Oh, he will absolutely do that. There are times that I'm working records, and before I even get a chance to sit down, he's already talking like, okay, so can you play this record for my mommy, please?
Oh,
so he's definitely an asset to have around.
He done took over. He's like, we ain't playing. Like, I got to keep up with this lady's money, too. He got to watch you.
Absolutely. You know, they'll take direction from kids.
Yeah,
he's
true.
So cute. Let's give you some extra spins, and I'm all for it.
I'm down. Please, yes, I'm down. I'm gonna have to. Maybe we can borrow him over here, Boss Lady, and just like tow him around with us too, because me and Aaron want to sell some books. We probably could just bring him with us. He'll get everybody straight.
Oh, he's excellent for that. You put him out in front of some people when we're doing sales with books, I will turn him loose as far as I can see him, and he will bring people over to the table hand in hand, like, okay, this is where you buy the book right here. This is my mom. This is how much it costs.
Yeah. He said, if you missed all that, head over to Amazon.com.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's awesome. Please tell us about your next project that you have coming with him.
Well, I've started a collection of conversations for our second book. We are expecting. So he's been asking lots of questions about reproduction and what his sister is going to do. So I think that's definitely going to be interesting, because it will be conversations between me and the kid about the upcoming kid. So,
oh, man. I need that. I'm going to – listen, Nafala, when that book comes out, please make sure Alicia knows immediately, because I need all of that. I need that entire book for something. I already know it's going to be crazy, and I cannot wait. So I can imagine the questions that he's going to ask you.
Oh, some of the questions he has, I don't have the cojones to answer, honestly.
Yeah, because she asked me, she was like, so, How did you get the baby? And I was like, well, you know, daddy.
Okay,
gives,
and see, I just took you guys off of speakerphone because he asked me that question, and I have to tell the truth.
All right. Thank you for that. I wasn't going to say nothing crazy, but she goes, well, how did you get the baby? So I was like, well, you know, daddy gave you to me as a gift. So she was like, oh, okay. So the baby was in your stomach, right? And I was like, yeah. She said, I was in your stomach. I said, yeah. She said, so how did he get me in there? Like, how did I get in there?
Right.
I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
right.
He gave
and then how
me.
Do you get out?
Yeah. But she knew the get out part, because I told her all of that. Like, she knew all that. She watched the burping tape, because we usually film our births. So they watched the tapes and everything. But she just could not figure out how daddy actually gave me to her as a present. She couldn't figure it out. She was like, I don't know how. She was like, but mommy, you have a penis and daddy has daddy has a penis, you have a vagina, and how does he actually get the baby over there?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It goes through the belly button.
Yeah, I'm like, I said, don't worry, we'll talk about it later. She was in the
right.
back seat, I looked in the mirror, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to explain this. I hope she just forgets all about it, because I didn't know how to explain that one. I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
I still haven't answered that question, so.
Yeah, it's hard to answer that question. I don't think that the 3-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, I don't know if they want to know. I don't know if they really need to know that.
Don't tell them.
Right.
You might make something up.
Yeah,
you
gotta make
something
up real quick.
You never know.
Yeah. So I definitely think it'll be interesting.
The story.
But I think your next book.
No, that doesn't work.
I'm not gonna talk about
it. No, but I'm saying it could be used as a tool for other parents that may get into that situation, and so you would be able to educate at the same time as you are entertaining, because I'm telling y'all, the book is hilarious, but it would be able to educate, because everybody gets that question, and I'm sure they're
indeed.
Like, okay, so what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
can
indeed
I say
they
that
do.
Too?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I think it'll be great, so I'm collecting for that. I have an eco-friendly baby store online that I've been focusing a lot on, so those are my projects. It's shophappymango.com. So collecting for the book and promoting the baby store are my focuses.
Now, is that is that shophappymango, MANGO.com?
Yes.
Everything's spelled all right. Yeah, because we want to make sure that they get that. So that's happymango.com. Shophappymango.com, and that's the baby site.
Yes, it's an eco-friendly baby store. So, yeah, BPA-free bottles, hybrid diapers, bamboo, blankets. It's a bunch of cool stuff. Learning toys for kids.
Are you going to start offering food? Because I know they have, like, organic food and stuff, too, for the kids.
They do, but no, I don't, because I will not in the future. My personal belief is the best food for your baby is the baby that is the food that you make at home. So
definitely.
If I have to sell something that's prepackaged, then that probably means it has preservatives in it. But, I mean, if there's
right.
a situation where there's, like, a meal delivery where it's fresh, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be opposed to that, but I won't sell baby food.
Right. You make your own baby food? Because I do.
I did when he was younger, yes.
Yes, yes. That's good. Are you going to share the recipes on that website for mothers?
Sure. Yeah, I have a blog, and admittedly, I don't keep up with the blog as much now because my summer season is summer jam concert tour season, so I've been so busy. But once
mm-hmm.
I slow down, and then I'll be on maternity leave for 3 months, I'll get better. But, yes,
okay.
I will share the recipes for what I use. Aja has a very advanced palate. He eats everything, and that's because when he was younger, you know, it wasn't just peas and carrots that he ate.
Right.
You know, he ate whatever I ate, just
right.
a mashed-up version of it.
Right,
just
me too.
Just a quick, you know, little marketing thing you might want to do. You might want to save the recipe thing and put it in a book so when you release the part two with the conversations about the baby,
mm-hmm.
so the baby might be here by that time, and then you have the recipe book right on point.
Right,
so
as a bonus.
Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely something to think about.
Well,
you
let
know,
us
you
know.
Just give it to
I have
free
some baby food recipes. Five of them. I have about five, only five.
Yeah,
okay.
Buy this book. Get the baby recipe book for free. You know, so you could just something to add into your marketing with the.
Yeah,
with
that would be
book.
Great. Because we did do a lot of unconventional foods. Like when he did go to daycare, which was very rarely, they would always ask, well, what is this? Because it's a color that they'd never seen before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a blessing. And we thank you for coming out and sharing.
No problem. Thank you
us.
For having us.
Yes. And you said, what? Say the name of the book again, please.
Conversations Between Me and the Kid.
Yes, and it's on Amazon.com. Kindle Nook.
It is.
iTunes.
iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. You can also get it at Shop Happy Mango.
Okay.
That's
yes,
right.
You can get it at all of those. So you can download it on your Nook, your Kindle. You can put it in your iTunes.
One mm-hmm. quick question.
Sure.
ShopHappyMango.com, is that Kindle compatible when they go there to get it?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't have a Kindle, so I don't know. I know it's mobile compatible. Like, I can
mm-hmm.
look at it on my Droid and my iPhone. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it should be.
Definitely. It probably is, yeah. Well, I'm going to go over there and look at the site.
Yeah.
And parents,
yay!
If you're thinking, yes, definitely go over there and check her out, see what she has. One click around her page, get the book, get ready for the conversation about that new baby. Congratulations, Nafala. Please let us know when you have the new addition, the princess, because we're going to be waiting to see what she has to say. Have a good one. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks
Hold
for
on.
Joining us.
Our phone, I think it's about to die.
Oh, yeah, you're going down. I think yeah, she said it's about to die. She said it, and it did.
Yeah, so I have the website posted up on our pages if you guys want to check out shophappymango.com. She actually has some good stuff on there. She has
mm-hmm.
the non-toxic Eco Play-Doh, the finger paint, clothes,
wow.
diapers. I mean, she got everything on there. The bottles,
okay.
I'm like, where was these bottles when I had my son? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm nervous. I didn't even get that bottle thing. Oh, I just nursed the baby. But go ahead. I'll go. Don't get me on my soapbox. My parents' soapbox. Okay. Go ahead. Bring in our next author. We thank Nafala. We thank Amina for coming on. Amira, pardon me. And we're going to move right along to our next guest.
Absolutely. We have the gorgeous, and I just love to hear her speak, Miss Kiase. Hey, Kiase, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good.
Now,
can
great.
You tell
We're
us what your name means?
It means born with beauty and appreciation.
Oh, well, thank
Originated
you.
From South Africa.
That's beautiful. Could you pronounce it?
I was just about to say that, too.
That we
sure.
should say it properly?
Kiase.
Kiase.
Yeah.
Well, welcome,
okay.
Kiase. I'm Miss
Thank
Nisha.
You.
See, I'm the boss lady here at Right and Royalty Radio. We are so happy to have you at our clubhouse. Please share your upcoming project that you have out there, your book.
Well, I'd like to start off by saying that recently I've came out with one book called Ponder It, which is basically a compilation of all the 10 books that I have came out with. Mm-hmm. And I'm recently writing a poem book. I'm not sure what I'm going to name it, but it's basically talking about a lot of the things that are going on today, like all the shootings and all the bullyings and everything, all the problems, basically. And I'm trying to make people see how much it actually affects the victims, because I feel like people are always focused on why people bully, which is a big, big deal. But what about the people that are being bullied, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. Yes. And how do you feel about that? Like, if, when you see it, if you're at school or you're somewhere and you see it, do you get involved in it? Do you try to speak to children? Like, what do you do about the bullying and things like that?
Fortunately, at my school, there's not a lot of bullying going on. It's mostly just rumor spreading, which you can't really do anything about if you don't know the sources. But as I think Amira?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was saying that why would you bully someone if you don't want to be treated the way they're treating you, which
right.
I thought was a great, great point. She's a very smart young lady.
Yes,
she is. She's a beautiful person. And so are you. You're very,
yes,
very
so are you.
Thank you.
Yes. And we're happy that you're on here and you're writing your book. Do you ever receive any flack or peer pressure about doing something that's different like that from your peers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I can't really think of an example right now, but I'm sure that's happened before.
Okay. And how do you feel about that?
You know, I feel like you shouldn't be forced to do something that you don't want to do. Well, you shouldn't really do anything bad in the first place, but especially if you don't want to do it and you're doing it just to try to fit in.
Right. That's right. That's right. And fitting in doesn't work when you hurt other people. Go ahead, Leisha.
Now, Kiasi, tell us about your website.
My website is www.writtenbykids.com. And it basically gives you all the information on how I started, where you can buy my books. You can buy them off the website or Amazon. And it gives you information about the company and how you can get involved.
Okay.
And do you have other authors or children authors that are going to join into the company, or have you started publishing yet or not yet?
I have published my own work, and we are trying to two people have came to us that want to publish, but we haven't really gotten anywhere as far as actually working on it. We're just still getting in the information because, you know, we just started the publishing company not too long ago, so we're still getting everything in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Aaron?
That's very good that you're taking time to learn the business as you're going along, and you know, you're not just going to take a chance out there without knowing what you're doing and take somebody else's work and put it out there. That's genius. I commend you for that.
Thank you.
It's very important.
Absolutely.
Miss Tony?
And then,
hold that thought.
Hi. I really was interested in how she came to have this interest in writing and the topic that she chose. Because each one of those topics can be related to an issue today. So I'm really interested in how you came to start and, you know, how do you come up with your topics?
Well, I've always sort of been writing. It's just always been my sort of thing, you know, because for me it's kind of like TV in your head. You know, you can imagine everything you want. It can be whatever you want. It's basically like your own world. But I remember I was about 9 when I started, you know, publishing and getting awards and stuff. And it happened all in fourth grade. And I wrote a book about, you know, loving what you have and who you are for a contest. And I actually ended up winning first place. And my dad went to a meeting a few months later for his product, Accutext, and he met a publisher there who was interested in my work, and, you know, we kind of got in contact, and I started publishing my books there. And, you know, when I was writing, I kind of thought if I'm going to write a book, I should write a book that'll probably benefit people instead of something like a fairy tale. There's nothing wrong with fairy tales, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I like your opinion. And I like
May
your,
I ask?
Talk about that. Go ahead.
What was some of the reading material you read before writing your first book or just coming up?
For picture books as a child, I don't remember too many of them, but I didn't really read any stories that had positive meanings, which is another reason why I decided to write my stories. It was mostly fairy tales because, you know, I went into school libraries because I started school at a young age. So that's really all I remember is fairy tales and the fables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then that was closer to where people could relate and definitely learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome. Go ahead, Ms. Alicia.
Yeah, see, what made you put your books in Spanish as well? Because your books are also in English and in Spanish, right? So you have all 11 books in Spanish or just a few of them?
The 11th book is actually a compilation of all 10 books, but all 10 books are in Spanish because, you know, English is just one language. There's so many other languages out there, and the more languages we have them in, the more opportunities people have to read them.
Yes, I love it. That is the truth. That is absolutely the truth. That's right. If it's not available for them, they can't read it. And it's a lot of children your age, and they need to be able to get that, like you said, in different languages. Are you going to put it in another language besides Spanish? Are you looking at that?
I was thinking about putting it in Shangaan, which is my mom's native language, because in Africa I have a lot of relatives up there who've been sharing my stories.
Oh, that's going to be a blessing. Do you actually speak the language also?
No, I know a few words. It's kind of complicated learning a whole another language, but I was thinking about actually learning it.
Okay, that would be a good thing so that you'll be able to actually speak to them about the book and the language. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
we're so happy that you're here and that you came to the show and to talk about the work. This is awesome. Go ahead, Alicia.
My son just wants to ask her a quick question.
Go ahead.
He's been listening to the show.
Oh, Lord. He didn't find out where babies came from.
Hello?
Oh,
hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jonathan. You have a question, Jonathan, for her?
Yes. What inspired you to do your book?
What inspired me? Many different things. It depends on which book, because I'm going to talk about the rounded head for this one, which is basically saying that, you know, if you love yourself, that's all you really need is self-love. You shouldn't try to change yourself for someone else or for all the wrong reasons. You can change yourself, but if you love yourself, why do you need to? But what inspired me to write that specific book was just, you know, walking around malls and seeing how uncomfortable people basically act, because you can tell a lot about someone by their behavior and how insecure someone can be, how lonely, happy, you know. It's just mostly self-confidence.
Definitely. Wow.
All right.
That was powerful. Did that answer your question, Jonathan? Did that answer your question, Lisa? Is he straight?
Yes, he was one, because she had it's a book on there, Cynthia Plays Basketball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, yeah, so he was looking at.
Well, very, very good. Do you have anything else you would like to share with us? Or, Aaron, you had a question for her?
Yes, I do. It seems more so that you enjoy writing. More so what I would say is like self-help books. So do you have any type of employment field that you have worked out in your head that you would like to get into?
Excuse me?
What type of job would you like to have when you grow up? Or career or entrepreneurship? What do you want to do when you grow up? I think that's what Aaron was saying.
I would like to be an obstetrician.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody got to bring those babies into the world.
Now, is that because your mom is an obstetrician?
No, actually, my mom, I don't exactly know what field she majored in, but she is a doctor, but not really a health doctor, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really know how to explain it. But I decided to, but I wanted to be an obstetrician because I think it'd be cool kind of, you know, bringing new lives into the world, a future generation.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful. I'm done having kids, but I will send my grandchildren over there. What state do you live in? But we're happy that you did that. But for our youth, because, you know, we have a youth listening to the show tonight, what type of advice would you like to give to the youth, your peer group, or maybe even a little older than you, your teenagers in high school? What would you like to tell them?
My motto for Written by Kids is don't wait, start now. So that's usually the advice I give. You know, if you want to do something in the future, like how you always say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you say a doctor or a dentist or whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying when you grow up, you can start now. You don't have to wait until you are grown to accomplish great things.
Mm.
So maybe if you want to be a doctor, you can start looking into that now. Maybe if you want to be a writer, you could learn different writing techniques. Just whatever will build you up for the future.
That is some great advice. Don't wait. Start now. That is awesome. That, yes. Alicia,
yes,
write that
is.
Down. Put that on the Boss Lady bulletin board because that was some very, very good advice and information. Did that answer your question, Aaron, and the rest of the studio? That was wondering.
Yes.
I don't think she's going to be waiting till she grows up. I think that was the message in that one. She's starting now. She's already started. I think she's over there midwifing right now, learning how to bring those babies into the world. So that's a good thing, and we're happy to have that. So go
Thank
ahead.
You.
Ms. Tony, do you have anything else?
I do. I just want to ask you, what is your most favorite part about writing a book? Is it the storyline, the research, the publishing? What aspect of writing is your most favorite?
I really like doing the pictures. That's the part of, you know, publishing the book. But I like launching the book because I want to see people's opinions on it when they first see it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. The pictures say everything. They definitely do. Go ahead. We're going to bring in my Princess Kayama. She's going to come in and she wants to be able to talk with her and share some of the things that she does because she's an entrepreneur. She has her own business. She does jewelry, and she's going to talk about that for a few minutes in the clubhouse and be able to chat back and forth with our other entrepreneur. Is she on the, are you on the line, Princess? She's so shy. Unlike some of my other friends who are on the radio who are just talking. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my name is Kyra. I make jewelry.
That's awesome. What kind of jewelry?
Oh, I make healing crystal jewelry.
Excuse me?
Healing crystal jewelry.
Interesting. I write books. I've written about 12 of them now.
Well, that's great. What are they all about?
They're just about, you know, situations that are going on today. Like, you know, bullying, self-love, shootings. That was very out of context, but yeah.
that's good to make books like that so you can have, people can have, like, a something to go to for, like, inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. What about you? What inspired you to start your own business and make jewelry?
Well, the main thing that inspired me to start making jewelry is, like, John Green. He wrote The Fault in Our Stars and many other
popular... Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah,
he's a great author.
Yes. He inspired me to, like, make my jewelry, and my plan was to, like, make enough money and donate it to charities. And
That's a great cause.
Yeah, so just raising money for charities, basically giving back.
Giving back to society. That's awesome because a lot of people have a question of, you know, how am I going to benefit to society? And it looks like you already have a plan.
yeah, I already have a predetermined plan.
That's awesome.
So how do you feel about, like, the shootings and the cops and the violence?
Honestly, I think it's all crazy. You know, what is the world today? You can't really feel safe anymore walking through a neighborhood that you're not familiar with.
Exactly.
I remember today I actually had a lockdown drill at my school because around the corner from where I live, there's a gas station, and someone got robbed there. So now we have to start doing all these lockdown drills. And the thing is, where I live is not bad, and I think it's ridiculous that you cannot feel safe in your own neighborhood anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I wish would change so you can feel welcomed in your own community.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. How do you feel about bullying?
To me, bullying is something that I think is unnecessary and mm-hmm. that shouldn't happen because it causes a lot of deaths and suicides and a lot of things that lowers our population of very good people who could meet people who are like you and me and get so much inspiration from them, and they could have a reason for living than having that one person, you know, always talking about them or being rude to them, and it's just like one less good person, like, each minute or like second.
Mhm, mhm. Because there's always the reason to live. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
The next day. That's all. That should always be your reason. You're gonna live till the next day. You're gonna be inspiring to someone. You're gonna teach someone something new. You know.
Exactly. So there's a lot of questions I want to ask you. I'm trying to like pick out which one to ask first. What's your favorite John Green book?
I haven't really read any of his books, but I've seen The Fault in Our Stars, which is a very, very sad movie, but it was very well put together. And a lot of my friends who have read the book has actually told me how good of a book it was.
It was a very well-written and emotional and funny book. And the book, the movie gives the book a lot of justice. But I would definitely recommend people to read the book first and get their whole experience before they
definitely.
Read it.
I love how he threw a little bit of humor in there so you wouldn't just feel sadness, you know?
Exactly. Like, mm-hmm. you got a chance to, like, laugh, so it's, like, easy for everyone to go to the movies and have a laugh.
Mm-hmm. So anyone could see the movie.
Exactly. I went with my grandma, and she didn't even know, like, she didn't even know the storyline or never read the book, but she heard about it because I was talking about it, so she went with me, and we went twice. We went to the premiere, and they did a Q&A, and we saw the early screening of the movie, and she liked it. She said that, you know, it was funny, and I could hear her laughing and telling me, like, how good it was, and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad that it was, you know, good for people who show up and never even seen it and still mm-hmm. enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I didn't cry near the end, though, when Hazel Grace's, you know, boyfriend died of cancer. That was really sad.
Yeah, it's a very emotional book, and it's very inspirational as well. Because, the movie is very good, but I would recommend people to read the book, because the book, you get more out of it than just, you know, 2 hours, or it's more words, it's more description, it's more,
yeah.
It makes you more, feel more bonded to people.
Maybe I should go to the library and get the book.
Yeah, I definitely recommend you get the book. Did you have any questions for me before, you know, I leave?
Sure. I mean, I don't have any prepared, but maybe I can think of some off the top of my head. What do you have a website? What's the name of your company?
Yes, I do. It's called K-A-Y. It's called KB Jewelry Box at .wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm. KadenJewelryBox.com?
Yeah, KB Jewelry Box.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I'm just writing this down. I might have to visit this website.
Okay. Hope to hear an email from you if you like anything.
Yeah, sure, sure. Look, do you own a company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you own it. Yeah, I do own it.
Okay, well, what's the name of it?
It's just called KB Jewelry Box.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. We need more young people in the world that are doing great things instead of making trouble.
Exactly. Thank you for asking all the questions and being
interested.
Thank you. I do.
It was lovely talking to you.
It was lovely talking to you as well.
All right. Bye.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
All right. So the juniors have taken over the clubhouse. Is everybody else still here? Because I couldn't get my mic back. I was like, these two need to get each other's phone numbers or something. I'm like, I have to put them together. They might come up with a master plan to save us all. So definitely, if you have a website, I need to get the information so I can share it with her so she can come over and see your book. Are your books audible as well?
Excuse me?
Are your books on audio?
Audible?
Yes. Can you put them and listen to them as well?
Just a second, please.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm on hold. I can put on hold.
She's checking with her manager.
Yes.
Hello?
Or her assistant. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing hold. Yes, they are on audio. You can listen to them on my website.
Great, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to get some for her because she loves the audio books at night. She likes to listen, so we're going to make sure that we get a couple of yours so that she can listen to them. Please tell us your website address.
Sorry. I don't think they're up on the website yet, actually.
Okay. Are they just on Amazon?
No, they're actually on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't got them up on the website yet.
Okay. Well, definitely tell us the names of some of your titles so people can go over there and check them out.
Okay. There's The Day Before Yesterday, which is a book about bullying, one of the top bestsellers. And there's also the Bully a Bully with Love, which is another book about bullying. Because I kind of feel strongly about that subject, considering I was a bit bullied myself. Not as extreme as other people, but, yeah. There's The Around His Head, which is about self-love. Cynthia Plays Basketball, which is self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
There's The Best Camping Trip Ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's Hexagon Land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a few of the titles out of 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really, really good, and we're happy that you came on here and shared all of your work with us, and you were able to speak very intelligent. I'm very, very proud of you. I know your parents are extremely proud of you. You represent your family very, very, very well, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
Are you on YouTube? I mean, are you on Instagram or any of those other places?
No.
You have Twitter? No Twitter? No Instagram?
Mm-mm. We have a written by kids Facebook page, though. But I don't have any personal social media networks.
Okay.
I knew it, too. You're so intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
You said written by kids on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Writtenbykids.com.
Writtenbykids.com.
Okay. Now, Cassie, is your dad available?
I have to see real quick. He's preparing dinner for the family. Just a second, please.
Oh, okay.
Yes, please. Yes. All right. She is so sweet.
See that? You hear that? Another man that cooks.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing this evening?
Oh,
we are well. Thank you for taking the break.
We've been very well entertained by your princess, so thank you for sharing.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, she didn't even need you. She didn't need you to even come into the studio tonight because she's been holding it down and handling it. She could just show up all by herself and take the whole show.
Oh, yeah, she kicked me out. So, you know, I just went on out there and started cooking dinner for everybody. I said, all right, then.
She is a really intelligent young lady, and I enjoyed the conversation with her.
Well, thank you.
Could you give us a little bit on how you were able to get everything started for her?
Well, you know, it actually started out with me being an inventor. I kind of got really ambitious and took a product to market, and through that I met some individuals who were involved in some other areas. Publishing happened to be one of them. And it was an African-American lady from Cleveland area who really took note of my daughter first, I think, in that regard in terms of the potential for her writings. And so we kind of worked together with her for a while, and eventually she published my daughter's first book that she had won a award on, the Calberry Writing Award. And,
So
that book, when we got it in the mail, it was just really exciting because, you know, my children have been reading pretty much since they were able to, or, you know, as long as we were reading to them, one of the two. But it was just really cool. And so when we saw that book, she got really inspired to continue to write because she's really been writing pretty much all of her life and drawing, which really kind of continued, if you will, so it's still going on today. But, yeah, that's kind of how she got started off. I think that award kind of really was the turning point for her, you know, to take it more serious, though.
Wow, that's powerful. And how much time does she have to dedicate to that? Or you just let her do it at her leisure? Or do you set times for her to be into the work? Or you let her enjoy the spirit of the activity and the creativity?
Well, you know, I guess quite how to answer that, but you know, what my wife and I really try to focus on is allowing our children to kind of be independent thinkers and decision makers for themselves, champions, if you will, for themselves. And so as they identify things that they're interested in, be it extracurricular activities or things that don't have anything to do with school at all, as long as it's a benefit to them in terms of their, you know, I guess real-life education, if it's not academic, then we kind of, you know, just support them in their decision making. You know, obviously we try not to let them make anything that's going to be, you know, like a crash into a brick wall or anything, but you know, essentially we just kind of let them plan their day. We do homeschooling, so it's kind of, they've really kind of learned how to manage their own time in a way. And so they're all really productive. All of my children, that is, are productive simply because we don't have cable TV. You know, my wife turned that off, gosh, it's been years now. And so that's not one of the things that take up all their time. So they really focus on doing a bunch of other stuff nowadays.
That's powerful.
Yeah,
and
that
being a homeschooling parent myself, I started my daughter's business when I took her out of school. I had her start her business. And it's just so productive that I can watch her sit at the computer and do her schoolwork, and while she's doing that, she's making bracelets, she's making necklaces. Like, you know, like, it's like it opened up a whole other avenue of her brain, if you will, having that independence and not having that stress of the school day,
right.
You know, because she's a shy person, she's kind of timid. She talks to us, you know, but, you know, having that control and being able to all day put into your child what you want them to be, that is a blessing and an honor. So I know that you feel really, really good about the things that she's accomplishing.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, to me, as I talk to other individuals that I encounter, you know, I really tell them that I think at least one solid year of homeschooling is a tremendous advantage for any kid because, you know, having to take, you know, time to plan your day, to achieve the things that you want to, especially if you have academic goals. It really is, like you said, it's something to admire, you know, because you see young people functioning like adults. You know, we do planning, time management, all of that as we move throughout our days. But, you know, to watch young people, you know, really kind of take it by the reins, if you will, and do the same thing, I think it's just a really exciting movement for me, you know.
Definitely. And like she
Absolutely.
Was saying, don't wait, start now. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? And I think that
Absolutely.
A lot of kids fail because, like, they're spending 18 years of their life in school, but no one's really preparing them for what they want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're five, if you say, I want to be a fireman, like, the school should have something that a child at five could go and practice and, you know, try to, you know, cultivate that passion, you know, for a particular, you know, career path or, you know,
right.
whatever it may be. But we'd be
right.
like, no, to 18. Then we say, so now what you going to do with your life? You know you got to get out, right?
Right. Well, you know, that's funny because one of the strategies I use with that, we try to really do things kind of, I guess, against the grain in that regard. But that don't wait, start now really kind of stem from, you know, just that. It's really, you know, when you recognize, I mean, I guess as a parent, when you recognize talents within your child, you know, sometimes those talents are talents that you easily support without any kind of hesitation. And then some of them could be challenging, especially if they're not necessarily the things that you would like to see your kid do, you know. Because I come up in the era of basketball. That was really my passion. And, you know, I have one son, and I'm hoping that one day one of my kids will be equally excited about it. But at the same time, I realize that they have to make their own choices and decisions, and that, you know, the better benefit for me as well as them is to support them in that what they want to do, and, you know, and kind of just guide them along the way. So the parameters are there, but they can look down that tunnel and make the decisions along the path, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that it makes more character because they're actually involved. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
Versus, when we were young, it was like, just do what you're told, and this is the route we're going, and you're on this route, and that's what you're doing. So now, you know, to actually listen to them and be able to cultivate those passions, I think it gives them such character.
Right.
And I'm honored. On the line. Aaron, could you take one of our callers and bring them in? They may have some questions.
I'm not in there.
Well, Alicia, please.
Yes, we're going to do 937-313. You are live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Might be still. 917?
937-313.
Go ahead and take the other call.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Y'all just beat me in. I didn't know.
Sorry. This is our youth night, so we have
I'm here to myself.
Beautiful I'm children
Johnson.
Are here. Yes,
Stacey
hi, Stacey.
Johnson Renner.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some of the children are probably good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, family. I'm sorry.
You okay?
How you doing, Stacey?
Hey,
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying, you know, I mean, what you're doing. You're broadening our horizon, our mindsets, and everything, you know, and doing something different with your show, and I'm loving it.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
I love it.
Her dad is on here. Do you have any questions for him about the road that they have taken with her publishing?
Children reading and writing and, you know, getting into things that they use in school and using outside of school is a good thing. So I commend you, Dad, on that.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Stacey, for calling in. We appreciate you showing your support.
Always.
Thank you, Stacey.
We're going to put you back in hold.
Okay, thank you.
We call Stacey at the
And then we have 864-450. You are live in the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, everybody. It's Royal Nicole. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little under the weather. Of course, I was calling to show my support, but I also wanted to commend the little girl who's sticking her parents for raising her in a very, very good way. I see a lot of kids out here from the neighborhoods that I've lived in and all, and, you know, they're out here, they're cussing, they're fighting, and, you know, being grown and not doing anything productive. And, you know, you can't blame them because it's how they're being raised. But I sat here and I listened to her talk, and she sounds very, very intelligent. And, I mean, that's commendable because she's out here doing something positive at such a very young age. And I can only imagine when she gets older what all she's going to do then. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just something that is extraordinary because I mean, a lot of people fought for us to get as far as we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that, you know, that's still being instilled in some children around the world, it's amazing, you know. And I just wanted to commend her parents and say to her to keep going and to keep striving. Don't give up. Don't let mm-hmm. nothing distract her. Don't let no one say that she can't do anything, because the sky is the limit.
Definitely.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling
for
in.
Thank you. Yes, you be blessed as well.
Soon.
Wow.
I'd like to say something. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say Dad. My name is.
You know,
Tony,
when you have kids, you don't have a name anymore. So you're just Mom, so and so, Dad.
Hey, I've been called Mom a few times too, so.
I know the feeling.
What is your name? What is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Robert Helm.
Robert Helm. Okay.
Yes.
Robert. Yes. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Well, Robert, my name is Tony from
Pleasure
Mom to Dad. Same here. It's so refreshing because you've said some things that I have always said in the past, where you support your child's passion, and it's not something that you bestow upon them. You don't force yourself upon them. And at the start of the show, I said my daughter, who's in her first year of college, had to write an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it as we were speaking, and the first one thing that jumps out is that she said, "My parents have always supported us in everything that we do."
That's right.
That is so important. It lets them be them. You know, it lets them decide what they want to do, who they want to be. And nothing
right.
is forced upon them. And it's so refreshing. And you don't hear about those things today.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
basically hear about the bad things the kids are doing and not enough
right.
of the good
mm-hmm.
things.
So absolutely.
I want to commend you and your wife and your supporting cast, because we need more guys like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mhm. Mhm. And we thank you. Did she have anything to come next? What's
I'm
next
sorry.
For her?
I'm sorry.
Coming out her writing, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right now I don't know exactly how much she shared, because, like I said, she kicked me out the room. But, you know, we recently got all her initial 10 books translated all into Spanish. And then what we did is we moved on to actually creating a compilation now. So we took all of the books and kind of put them into one, so that she has a book now that we can market to bookstores and libraries and things of that nature. But she just wrapped up a poetry collection that has some really, really great things in there. And so we're really excited about that book, which she should be releasing before the end of this year.
Okay.
So that will get her to about 12 books there that she'll have officially published. So.
Okay. And can you get all her works on Amazon? And she said it was on YouTube.
Yep.
I said, is it on? She said it's on YouTube. So, would you have different trailers or advertisements and things over there?
Well, on YouTube, we have a lot of different things. She's done a tremendous amount of speaking engagements and radio, TV, all kinds of stuff you can imagine. And so there's videos of just all kinds of different things. There's one audio book that she did when she first started trying. She composed all the music and just, you know, really put together a nice little piece there. But if you're looking for her books, I mean, they are all on Amazon. But what we really have been focused on is promoting them through her website, because there's a lot more information about, you know, our mission or
mm-hmm.
her mission. To really get these stories into the hands of not just children but adults as well, because the unique thing about them is the common message, you know, the moral, ethical fiber that we see every day, or lack of, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Is really, I think, brought out in these books. And so every opportunity that I've had to, you know, read to children or observe others reading, her material, it's all been kind of the same types of feedback that, wow, these are powerful books. The messages are unique. They're not like your typical Beauty and the Beast and Goldilocks type of stories. You know, they're very clear in terms of the message. And so, you know, so those are the things that, you know, we're really focused on now, is just utilizing her website, the Written by Kids, or her Kiasi Helm website, to just push that message out to other young people. So.
Definitely. Could you give us her full name so that when they're going and looking for her works, on Amazon, they know the author's full name?
Certainly. It's Kiasi Helm. And, you know, it's pronounced Kiasi, but it's spelled with an N, and that's N-K-I-Y-A-S-I, and the last name is H-E-L-M as in Mary. Kiasi Helm.
That's awesome. That's a great thing. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you coming out and having her to speak with us. She did a very good job. You're doing a very good job, you and your wife. And we appreciate everything that you're doing, and we pray that it becomes contagious. Someone else will jump on that bandwagon and, you know, put more into our children. You know, they're the ones who are going to be here when we're gone. So you want to give them the best tools possible to be successful. Thank you very much. Please tell her we said good night and enjoy the rest of your evening. And enjoy that meal, because they said you over there cooking. So I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I know
we're throwing
to go
down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And hey, good luck to you guys.
You too. Have a good one.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow.
Bye.
That was powerful. That was powerful. We had three powerful young authors on here, and that was great. That was wonderful. We had the six-year-old. We had one six-year-old, Amira. She was telling us about everything we needed to do, and we're going to make sure that we post her videos from YouTube, because she has that great advice that she's passing out, and you don't want to miss it. You got to make sure you pay your bills and don't wear bad weave, and she said no twerking, because it's not ladylike, women. Do you hear that? She said it's not ladylike.
Don't forget to clean your house before you leave.
Yeah, six-year-old. Yeah, she said
and
you clean that house
your
before
bills.
You leave. You pay them bills. So she wants you to be on the phone. Pay those bills before you leave the house, but don't leave that house dirty when you leave it. And when you get outside, she better not find you twerking in a terrible weave, or this is going to be a problem. So, it was on this evening. And then we had the other six-year-old on, Nafala's son. He was a doll. He was yelling out Amazon.com from the background. So he was like, you know,
Just go buy my book. He like,
yeah,
just go buy my book.
Yeah, just get it. So he was awesome. And then we had our wonderful, wonderful 12-year-old, right? She was 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 12.
So yes, she did. And I even got a chance to sneak in the little boss lady, little Nene Capri, on here. And she had a conversation with her. That went interesting. It was like they was on the phone. I was sitting there watching. I was like, this is going down.
I love. We just sat back in the clubhouse and let them take over, and it was so inspiring to hear them going back and forth with each other. That's just how
and about literature, and about literature, and, you know, things that's important, not, you know, well, how many boys did you pick up today? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I like John Green. Well, me too. What do you think about the movie? What do you think about the book? No, the book was everything, and that was a good message, you know, that children definitely need to hear, because I'm packing and my books are all out, like some of the books that she hasn't seen in a very long time, and I have Roots. I haven't read that to them since they were really small, so she doesn't remember. But she's looking in my book container. She's like, Mom, Roots is a book? I said, everything is a book. And she looked at me and she was like, but it's a book. I said, even a script is a book. So we just had a book conversation right before we came on the radio, because it's like she could see all my books. I was in the basement packing, and she's like, you got a book on that? You got a book on that? I have a million books. I can't wait to, you know, pull out everything so that she'll get, you know, better in more of her reading. So that was interesting. It was good to hear our youth have a good conversation, an intellectual conversation about bullying and, you know, peer pressure and all those different things. So that was a really good thing.
Feeling protected and being able to just be in your neighborhood and feeling protected, just to get the kids' point of view on that, was really, really, really deep.
Yes.
Because
even
if, you know, they're...
She was like, they shouldn't be out here shooting kids. I mean, I'm like, wow. Like, that's coming out of the mouths of our babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not just a regular statement. That's like a six-year-old saying, you know, taking a stance, like, wow, this is happening. And obviously she's watching the news and she's having conversations or listening to adults have conversations. So that's good. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, I always said my heart, but the biggest thing, the greatest thing I heard is that there was no social network going on.
Mm-hmm.
and people were focused. No cable TV.
Yeah.
So the focus is really on, you know, getting educated and yes. There's not a lot of distractions.
And you see how educated she is without cable television. I think she knows more than the average,
yeah.
You know, at her age to not be exposed, you know, to that extra stuff. But she knows what's going on, and she's well aware of what it's going to take to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, her parents have them totally in tune, and that is great.
That's why I was saying that the other week when we was talking. It was like, the kids need the social media. They need the smartphones. And I'm like, nah. Like, it'd be a distraction. And the proof is right there. Like, you hear these kids talk. And
yeah.
You start hearing these other kids be talking. And these kids aren't really kids. Like, they're kids to me, but they're really adults.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
And you hear some actually kids.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, it's like, I see, there it is.
Yeah,
that's
right.
But you know what was the sweetest thing to hear? Well, what's your business? You own your own business? What's the name of your business? Their own businesses. You know, that's awesome. Just to hear these young children talk about their business.
Yes,
how it got started and what it's about. That was so beautiful to hear.
I loved it, and they're both on that realm, and it's a good thing because, you know, even when they pass it out to information, like, well, how do we reach you? They looking at it. So my daughter looking at me. I'm like, say the thing, because I set up everything because she don't do social media either. So she will do her YouTube because she wants to put the pictures of the jewelry up. So she'll put a whole bunch of pictures of the jewelry up. But, you know, just being on there and being with people, like, I have to run the pages because she's, you know, she's just not interested. So I mean, the little girl on the phone, like, hold on. She had to ask her dad. She's like, where's this stuff at? Obviously, we're not doing that over here. Hold on, ma'am. I'm going to go find out and answer that question. Because
she was like, hold on. Okay, hold on, boss lady.
Yeah, she had to have me on hold. She said, I got to see what the protocol for this question, but I bet you she'll have it next time. The next interview, she going to be straight. She had already talked about it.
She'll know what to say.
Well, at least she went to go ask an adult instead of Googling it.
Oh, sure. You see what I'm saying? And she asked the adult twice, like, and which also shows that, you know, her parents is definitely running the household because she didn't just talk freestyle. She had to make sure she wanted to be confident, you know what I'm saying, that she was saying and doing the right thing. And that's
exactly
what we talked about before, when children have that they have that not wanting to disappoint you or let you down. You remember we were talking about that, and I was saying how, you know, my daughter was small. All I had to do was tell her, your father is going to be so disappointed in you. And the way I would look at her, and she would just fold in half, like, oh, God, please. Don't say that, because I, like live to not do that, you know? So just those words just crumbled her, and I can see that same type of spirit. She's like, hold on, let me check, you know what I'm saying, and let me make sure, because, you know, she don't want to disappoint. She want to be right, and that's a good thing to have that connection, you know, with the parents versus, oh, no, I got this. I'm grown, you know? And she's very intelligent. She can speak and do for herself. Like, she didn't even need them in the room. So she could have very well just made up a bunch of stuff, like, yeah, and it's this and it's that. But you could tell that they're heavily influenced on her, and that's awesome. That's a good thing. Your kids can carry you with them, and, you know, you're not there, and they, you know what I'm saying, they got you in their little ear and pocket. That makes you feel good as a parent, yes.
Absolutely.
Yep, it's all good. So we've had a wonderful evening. I'm just so excited to talk to those little people. And they're in our genre, they're young, they're writing books, and they're getting it done. And she told me just to go to YouTube. I guess she said, you just get on over there and find out.
But you know what I really enjoyed? I liked the fact that the parents were supporting and being very supportive. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times when your kids say they want to do something, like Nene was saying, with the school, if they say they want to be a firefighter, you know, the school should have a program. It should have something. But even if they don't, you got to have that parent that's like, that
they don't have it, baby, but I'm going to find it for you. Don't worry about it. Uh-huh. And I just love that the moms and the dads are like, oh, that's what you want to do? Okay, that's what we're going to do then. And they make sure that they go through every leap and bound to make sure that happens for them, you know. And that's a wonderful thing. You should, you know.
I mean, I'll be running around. I got enough post office work to do. She's making her fall collection now, and I'm like, okay, I already know I'm going to be at the post office. You know, like I'm going to be mailing off packages, but I'm proud, you know, to do it for her. Like I work for her, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud that I can do that. And I see the look on her face when she has an order and she gets her PayPal money and she's like, what's in the account? And you know what I'm saying? Like all of that is important to her. So it makes it even doubly important to me. And I can see that the parents that we spoke to tonight have that same passion. Like each one of them, when you listen to them, are saying that they taught the children how to talk and read early. That is so important. Remember we were talking about that? I was like, my daughter's been talking since 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember when she really didn't talk. It don't feel like she never did not talk. But teaching children how to talk and how to read at a very early age is so, I mean, it's critical. You know what I'm saying? It's crucial. It's like the sooner you can get your children talking and reading and expressing themselves, it just opens up their whole world. You know what I'm saying? And it carries with them that love of word and that love of reading. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that reading involved.
Mm-hmm.
Reading is the gate to everything else. It's the gate and the key, the lock and all that. If you don't know how to read, you're gonna have problems in the world. Even all these people that's rich, they may have millions and billions of dollars, like they got to depend on somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they can't read.
Yeah.
They can't comprehend. So they got to depend on somebody else. Somebody could tell them whatever. They don't know what they were. Somebody got to over. They always got to ask somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you can't read, you don't have no independence in this world, no matter what else you got.
That's the truth.
Have no type of reading or any type of comprehension. You empty in this world. Like you might as well just go be somebody's servant at a library, hopefully, so you can learn something. No, I'm serious. Like,
you
people
said
who don't know how to read.
What did you say a minute ago? I wanted to say something about that. Darn it. I'm going to have to listen back. Darn it, I had a point. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry. You said something really important about 2 seconds ago, and I was getting ready to say something, and I forgot what it was. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's just, I don't know, man. I just
really. Do you have your handy dandy rewind button? Do you remember how you started off that last sentence? Because I was going to share something with you. I'm totally going to share it with you. No? Not tonight?
No, I mean, I started off talking about, you know, people when they comprehension is the re, it's the open, it's the door, the gateway, everything.
Right.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the key and everything else. Like, if you don't have it, you're gone. Like, you just out. Empty shell. For real, like, and I know this from firsthand because I don't have to read letters and write letters for people, you know, grown people, you know, and it's just crazy. Like, they may be doing something else. Like, it's a funny thing. Some of these guys may have actually been in control of other people's lives.
Yes.
But they didn't even know what the hell was going on with their situation until I told them.
Oh, shoot. You know what?
For real.
That is so real, Aaron. That is happening, like, all over the place. And when you talked about, that's what it was, you talked about millionaires who can't read, because there are a lot of them in this country, a lot of rich people who can't read. I was working for Chase Mellon Shareholders in the stock department. And that company was very prestigious. They're the first ones to give the payout to tobacco farmers after they regulated tobacco in the country. This was in 99 or between 99 and 2000, they regulated tobacco sales in the United States, and they had to give back some money to the tobacco farmers. And Chase Mellon Shareholders, we were in control of their shares of different things, and they would call in. And the guys would be like, so I'm talking to these older, like, Caucasian as well as black people who are rich in America off of tobacco, and they didn't even understand the paperwork. Like, they, when they sent their stuff in, it was signed with an X, and they could not read. So some of them would call and say, well, I didn't get my check, but my son is going to call in. When he finally calls in, they should be so upset because they can't understand everything. They're fussing at you, and you're trying to handle their money, and they got thousands of dollars, and they can't even read or write. They are signing their name with an X, but they can count. Don't play with their money. They can definitely count and add, but they sure could not read or write. And I'm like, wow, this is generations. Like, your family has been holding tobacco in America, like, forever, and nobody stopped to teach anybody how to read. I guess they were like,
exactly.
Like, oh, shoot.
Look at the flip side to that, because even before you could do math, you got to know how to read. Because if they put it in a word problem, it's over with.
Forget it.
Yeah. You got to figure this out. Like, so you got to know how to read, yo. Like, it's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So many people, you know, and even beyond reading, like, some people could read very well, and they just don't have no comprehension.
Well, that's
why there's so many different, you know, there's so many different parts to read. When you be in school, people may not be paying attention, but you take, like, three different reading tests.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get ready to take a test, it's like three different parts when it comes to reading. Like, you got the reading and comprehension, then you got the reading, and then you got the English punctuation grammar.
Part,
you know what I mean? And all of those tie, and when you own all three of them, then, you know what I mean, you might be off a little bit.
A little bit. Sure, you're going to be off a lot of it.
I've come in contact with people that could read and their comprehension may be off, so it just may take me a little bit longer to explain to them, you know what I mean, what's actually being said here, because they really can read. They just can't really identify with what they're reading until it's explained to them.
And I think that happens a lot of times with readers, even in our in our genre,
well,
outside of. I mean, sometimes you have some readers that will fly through a story so tough, and then they'll ask you a question that was so blatant.
Right in the story.
Because you can't. I can understand reading. It's a difference between reading fast and missing something versus reading and missing everything. It's like a total difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have people who read fast, they just miss something. Let me go back, because I miss something.
I know for a fact that people be doing. You have people that are professional speed readers.
Yeah.
But, like, when the professional speed readers, they be having comprehension, though. Like, they have to have proper. They have, their comprehension level has to be very, very high. You know
that's
what I mean?
Keisha.
Just, no, I'm serious. Like, but they're
Keisha. She reads books like an hour, 30, you know, like an hour, like a whole book.
They just read very, very fast. Like, I'm talking about people that get paid for this shit. You know, like, look, we need somebody to read this medical journal and write a paper down. They're going to get a speed reader, somebody who's really, you know, comprehensive and reads very quickly.
Yeah.
Then you have these people that read and, you know, they don't get it. Like, it's not that they're not reading what's there. They just speed reading. They just reading words, and they really not grasping anything that these words are saying. Like, they're just identifying words like parallel.
But you know what, Aaron? The sad part of that scenario is that is how they are teaching reading now in school. Like, when we were young, you were taught phonetics. And phonetics had every portion of what you just said about the reading. Your phonetics and the way you said things and your commas and your periods was the comprehension of the paragraph. Where are my periods? Where are my commas? You know, how's this word being said? Is it before this word or is it after this word? Those things aren't being taught. Now they're teaching the kids sight words, which means that just looking at the word tells you what the word is. So you know that that's book, but you don't really understand that the two O's loop together. You know what I'm saying? None of that is being taught. And these are the readers that you have coming up in our young reading group who are reading our genre, who have not had any connection with phonetics, any connection with grammar, any connection with punctuation, any connection with comprehension in the actual reading. They're just reading the words like, oh, yeah, I am doing it.
Yeah.
And
let me tell you,
that's what's happening.
I've seen I seen a girl sat right there and watched her, y'all, read an entire Waheeda Clark book in like an hour and 45 minutes. And I, you know, I can understand. I mean, Waheeda may write the most interesting stuff in urban fiction, but if, there is no way that you can read an entire novel and an album, for especially not this person I'm speaking about, but just, I just generally don't believe that anybody can take pick up a novel that's like 260-some pages or more and read the content in it in an hour and 45 minutes and grasp everything that was in that story. Like, I just, I just don't believe that. My comprehension level has been like a 12.9 since I was like in the seventh grade. So, so like, I know, like, it just doesn't, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
The things these people are doing now.
Practice with that, you know what I'm saying? People need a lot more practice with the reading and definitely sharing that you are reading, and comprehension is key. You know what I'm saying? Take your time, read the book, you know, get into the grammar, get into the phonetics, but definitely comprehension is key. Tonight has been a wonderful edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We had our youth on here today. Oh, man, it was so exciting. We had 2 6-year-olds and a 12-year-old, authors and entertainers and publishers. They were just phenomenal. We had Aaron Bebo. I am Nene Capri, the fabulous Miss Alicia. Miss Tony was in the clubhouse. And we had little tiny boss lady in the clubhouse, the princess. She was here. And we had a phenomenal time. Thank you to the parents. Thank you to the listeners and the people in the chat room. And we're signing off. I think we have a show tonight. Boss Lady Publishing will be in the building. We are going to turn it out tomorrow night. It's going to be all candid. We're going to let Aaron act up, ask any kind of questions he want to ask, and it's going down. I'm being interviewed on my own show tomorrow. So please tune in. And Aaron's going to cut a fool, so you don't want to miss it.
Yes, yeah, no Ray Rice talk, huh?
Oh, man, wait, no pun intended. Did you hear that? I said, ain't nobody beat for that. No pun intended. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving right along. We love you guys and have a good evening. We're out of here. Aaron can't drop the beat. Leisha, drop the end of the show beat tonight.
Good night.